Hello, welcome to the Thursday, March 24th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Neat diary by Boyan today about encryption oracles. Now, padding oracles, you may have heard about that. That's sort of a specific and more complex case of these oracles. What Boyan here is referring to is simpler oracles where essentially data is being encrypted before it's being sent to the web application. But an attacker can use another page, for example, in the web application to figure out how to encrypt a certain string that the attacker would like to use in an attack. Pretty easy technique once you sort of got a handle on it, but often overlooked in pen tests, which is why I think if you do web application pen tests, you should take a look at Boyan's diary. And yes, looks like Google isn't done with looking for vulnerabilities in anti-malware products. Latest here is Komodo, and I think they actually covered Komodo before, but there is a new vulnerability in Komodo's antivirus, and that affects the x86 emulator in the product. Most antivirus products these days do have an x86 emulator that is able to execute part of the code of the malware in order to do things like unpack it and look for malicious behavior. Now, the idea here is that as long as the code runs in the emulator, it cannot harm the system itself. Well, Komodo took some shortcuts here. Instead of implementing the full API themselves, some of these calls in the Win32 API, they're just forwarding to the real thing. And with that, of course, it now becomes exploitable. There is some proof of concept code that has been published here. Essentially, you can write files, for example, with these API calls, and this happens as system. So it would give the attacker full access to your system, not just access as the user running the code. Komodo fixed this particular issue. Of course, there may be other API calls that have not been properly implemented. Actually, the bug report here does list a number of additional issues that are related to this one and that are fixed now as well. We have reported before about vulnerabilities in security camera DVRs, and apparently they have also been used in recent point of sales compromises where the DVR was used just like in some of the events that we covered in order to gain entry into a network. In our case, it was mostly weak passwords that were being used to gain access, but of course, the web applications that run these kind of DVRs are often quite vulnerable as well, and there is now a new one, including a proof of concept exploit. It's a pretty straightforward to exploit remote code execution vulnerability. It does affect a large number of vendors. I think it's about 70 vendors that are affected by this particular vulnerability. Of course, all of these vendors have their DVRs made in the same factory. So essentially the same software, same hardware being sold under many different brands. The root cause here is that in order to switch to a different language on the device actually untars a tar file with the respective language file. So it calls the operating system tar command, passes as file name the language, and of course that language is user specified and not properly validated. So you essentially then end up with a standard command line injection. And Dell SecureWorks released a vulnerability in the iOS Facebook Messenger. Apparently, it does not validate SSL certificates correctly, so it's possible to play man in the middle on the app. The app has been patched, so the vulnerability was first responsibly disclosed to Facebook. Make sure you run the latest version of this app. And the crypto ransomware variant that goes under the name of Surprise is coming up with new ways to spread, and that's TeamViewer. It does not actually appear to use a vulnerability in TeamViewer. Instead, it just essentially steals credentials from infected systems and then uses them to log into systems and spread itself. So once a system is infected that has access to other systems, it will take advantage of that. This is, of course, a particular problem in corporate environment that may be using TeamViewer throughout the organization. And apparently some users of Apple's iMessage have issues logging into the service after updating to the latest version of OS X. Only appears to affect OS X, not the upgrade of iOS. Somewhat makes sense because actually the entire authentication scheme and such was updated with the latest version of OS X and iOS. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.